عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you again. I'll be ready to fire up, inshallah, Ladiz. I have some questions for you. Do we have to perform Taraweeh Salah in the masjid? Question number one.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jazakallahu khairan, Maulana Salim Kareem, and to our Mufti Aku also, Jazakallahu khairan, 100%. Inshallah, tomorrow we can start with Mufti Aku 5:25 because his salat finishes around that time. So inshallah, he'll have full 15 minutes or so, inshallah al-Aziz. And you children, inshallah, you must participate. Everyone, Mullah Mufti Sahib will ask you easy, easy questions. And everyone who answers correctly, you get 100 rand, inshallah. Our Junaid Mota, after you answer everything, will contact you, contact your parents, and you give all the details and courtesy of the Capital Group, inshallah. Then the money will be deposited in your account. Allah Jalla Wala make us and our children min al-fa'izin wal-fa'izat, make us from the successful ones. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Taraweeh Salat, yes, we should perform it in the masjid as far as the men are concerned, and as far as the women are, they should perform it at home. And remember that today we have so many people performing Taraweeh Salat. Taraweeh Salat for our non-Muslim listeners means that we pray extra 20 units of prayer, and that is taking us 1 hour, 1 1/4 hour or so. So in that way there, that my advice to one and all, that you go to the masjid, you read your salat there, Isha salat, read your sunnats there, or you come back and read in your home, in your garage or whatever, and then start your Taraweeh salat. It's very unfortunate, the whole year, 11 months, you are reading Isha in the masjid, and then Ramadan Mubarak comes, we don't perform our Isha salat in the masjid, but in our garages or at home and the school or classrooms or whatever, but not in the masjid. Why? Just to save time, 5, 10, 12 minutes and so forth. So the salat is valid, but it is not desirable. Desirable, you should read in the masjid. Second issue regarding Taraweeh, my advice, even now Fajr time, I told one brother, he told me he performs salat in a certain masjid here. I said, see, my advice to you will be, now your whole Quran Sharif, that you must go and read there in that same masjid. Why? So you know you will complete the entire Quran Sharif in Taraweeh Salat, and you're going to go different masajid. So not everybody reads the same portion, you know. Some imams read more, some imams read less, and so forth. So you are bound to miss some portion of the noble Quran. This is besides your own recitation. So fasting is a duty, tilawat of Quran is the beauty. And another issue is, you sisters, you also have to read 20 rakats, and whether Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi, all of us agree on 20 rakats. And if you women cannot manage 20 rakats, that is 2, 2, 2, 2, so you read in fours also. How we read the sunnats of Zuhr Salat, before Zuhr Salat, you read like that. So that concession also is given, especially according to the Hanafi school. And remember the two ahadis, the two sentences. And what great virtue, man sama ramadana imanan wahtisaba, whosoever kept fast during Ramadan and with love and expecting maximum reward, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, his previous sins are forgiven. وَمَنْ قَوَامَ رَمَضَانَ, who made qiyam, siyam, fasting, qiyam, taraweeh, salat. So, وَمَنْ قَوَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, internally we have iman and faith, and we have the love for Almighty Allah and expecting maximum, optimum reward. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, the sins are forgiven. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and various compilations. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for us. Ji, Mulana?
The Masnoon Tariqah for the women folk to sit in Etikaf.
Remember that for the women, the best place to sit for Etikaf will be at home. But for women, there are conditions attached. If you are married, you must take permission from your husband. If you are not married, you must take permission from your father. That's one. Number two is this: if you are sitting for the last 10 days of etikaf, remember that is so sunnat etikaf, then you must be free from your menses and your napaki and your, you know, haiz, likewise nifas. So you can't be sitting in etikaf whilst you are in a napak state, in an impure state. So that's second condition. Third condition, to be honest, I normally encourage the women to sit for nafil etikaf. Because for etikaf, you must designate one place, one spot. And then you will stay there in isolation, meaning that you will engage yourself in ibadat and so forth and so on. Your husband can come there, talk to you, your children can come, and parents and so forth. But remember that 90%, 80% of our women, they want to walk around the whole house. They want to go to the door, see who's ringing the bell. They want to answer the telephone, go to this room, go to that room. Then they want to go see in the kitchen, okay, how's the samosas and bhajas and all these things here. So therefore, my advice to you ladies, rather sit for nafil etikaf, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will reward you.
Is it mustahab to read the Quran, yet Quran is so highly emphasized during Ramadan? Why is this so? Quran has been revealed over many years, not only in Ramadan.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the Noble Quran, Surah 2, verse 185. That is what we will discuss tomorrow. So briefly for you, brother, sister, Almighty Allah states, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. So the starting of the revelation started in the month of Ramadan. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So we revealed this noble Quran in the night of majesty, in the night of destiny. So therefore we say Quran and Ramadan has a special link and connection and nexus as enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 2, verse 185, the commencement of the revelation was in Ramadan. 2, look at Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. See the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And what do we see? We see Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The amount of Quran Sharif that was revealed, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam would recite to Jibreel alayhi salam. Thereafter, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would recite to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Open Bukhari, open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, you will find all this there. So for me and you, we need to revive the sunnah. Husband read to wife, wife read to husband, parents to children, children to parents, teacher to student, student to teacher, and make intention, Ya Allah, we are doing it this way to revive Ihya'u Sunnah Al-Matruka, that abandoned sunnah, we want to revive it, O Almighty Allah, because you said, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fattabi'uni, so follow me, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, immaculately, and thereafter, yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you your sins. So therefore, every day, and especially now, so remember, here by us here in Johannesburg, Lanesia, 6:07 is sunrise. So mashallah, the program will finish 6 o'clock. So then read Quran Sharif and read one juz, half juz, two juz, whatever you can read. So read, make one khatam minimum in Ramadan Mubarak, and 15 minutes wherever you are, in Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, in South Africa, beyond the borders of South Africa, 15 minutes after your sunrise, then you read two rakat salat. You know what Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Ya Allah, grant barakah and blessing to this ummah of mine in the early part of the morning. So mashallah, let reward Mawla Salim Kareem, our Junaid Mota, Riyaz Mota, 3 o'clock in the morning they starting, and Allah reward their families as well. So and then we come came in after the Adhan and so forth, you know. So, and now this time here, 20 to 6 to 6 o'clock. So, inshallah, Almighty Allah make easy and accept it. So, don't just go and sleep. Remember that try and read Quran Sharif now in the early part of the morning. Then you read your Ishraq Salat. And then if you want to rest, you rest. So, that will be excellent, inshallah.
Muftisab, can I kiss my wife when I'm fasting, Muftisab?
MashaAllah, the brother is eating too much dates, Molana. So he had dates, you understand, last night also. And suhoor time, that's the hadith I gave them now in the masjid. I told them that ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr, that today you made suhoor and sahri, the pre-dawn meal, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever time, and 4:30, for example, ye by us in Gauteng and so forth. So in a case like that, maybe some of you had the khajur, the tamr, and others forgot, so revive the sunnah hadith in Mishkat Sharif and in Abu Dawood, ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr, that remember the best suhoor is dates. So this brother is horny already before Ramadan even finished the one fast. It's still in the morning, you know. So the question is, can he kiss his wife while fasting and so forth? Our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, therefore Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married her. Many reasons, but this is one of the many reasons and multi reasons that she would speak of these type of issues, because she was the only virgin, she was very, very young, and to teach this ummah. So she says, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alaihi wasallam yuqabbilu ba'da nisa'ihi. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to kiss his honorable wife, some of his wives, wa wasa'im, while she's fasting and so forth. The hadith Ibn Majah, Mishkat, and various compilations. See, I'm giving you three issues here. Understand it properly. One day, an old man came and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while fasting, I want to kiss my wife. فَأَذِنَ لَهُ Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave permission. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, you will find this type of hadith. Thereafter, a youngster came, newly wedded, newly married, and so forth. He said, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Islam, I want to kiss my wife whilst I'm fasting. فَلَمْ يَعَذَنْ لَهُ Then he never gave him permission. Now if it's today's world, they'll say, how can you have two different verdicts for the same issue? Look at the wisdom. The old man, he's married 10, 20, 40 years. He knows how to control his whims and fancies and desires and lust and passion. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salam gave him permission. The youngster, he will go all the way just now. Big explosion will take place. So therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam did not give him permission. So if you want to kiss your wife, wife want to kiss husband, you kiss on the forehead, you kiss on the cheek, you kiss on the neck, a peck on the neck, you see. So when you give a peck on the neck, all that till day is fine. But you want to give a passionate French kiss and a German kiss and all that, so whilst you are fasting, so lip to lip and all that, and the saliva will transfer from one person to the other, then the fast is broken. So the best is we stay away from all this. Nighttime you do all your things, gymnastics and what have you, and daytime just stay far from one another. That will be the best. Our mother, that Aisha, was a genius, you know. She said, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to kiss some of the wives while fasting. But you, the ummah, ayyukum, that which one of you, that amlak, has that power and that self, you understand, control, to control his whims and fancies, lust and passion, like that, like Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very few. So therefore, don't apply the law of analogy of yourself on Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the fatwa verdict will be, you kiss her on the neck, on the forehead, cheek, permissible, but lip to lip, lucky lips, not permissible, remember. And if there's transfer of saliva, the fast will break and qadha will be compulsory.
Mufti Saab, it is just so amazing how people become Muslims just by listening to your show. Mufti Saab, I am in Durban, Westville area and would like to serve our new family indeed. My question is, becoming Hafizul Quran better or serving your community? which has greater benefits. Later I will explain why I ask.
Barakallahu feekum, my brother. We must take this notion out that I did it, or you did it, or well, Salim Karim did it, or AK did it. No. We must say, Hada min fadli Rabbi. This is only the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. So this is only the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. You, my brother, with due respect, why are you setting the two up? You must remember as though they are opposites. You can become a Hafiz and you can serve the community as well. There's no such thing if you're a Hafiz, you cannot serve the community. There's no such thing if you are serving the community, you can't become a Hafiz. So you must become Khairun Nas Man Yanfa'un Nas. The best of you are those people who are an asset to humanity. You say you are in Westworld in Durban, beautiful Durban. I was there last week. And when you look at the Indian Ocean, especially this time here, sunrise time and so forth. Magnificent view, spectacular scene it is. So every one of us, Muslim and non-Muslim, think about this. This is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءَ وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That when you look at your water, your ocean and so forth, you see the bubble and you see the foam, and that is on top, and then it disappears. That is your Zionism, your capitalism, your secularism, your communism, socialism, democracy, all the satanic haram systems. That is your form and your bubble, it disappears. Wa amma ma yanfa'un nas, and what is an asset to humanity, and that is the pure water. Water we all need, every creation needs that water. Fa yamkuthu fil ard, so that will remain on this earth. That will be your legacy. So you collectively, you, your family, help humanity and the people embrace Islam and so forth. MashaAllah, you help them. And in your leisure time, free time, you become a Hafiz. See, I give you homework, all of you. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my heart's desire, every one of you should by heart and memorize Surah Yasin. So chapter 36, 83 verses, hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar. Every one of you should by heart Surah Mulk, chapter 67 and 30 verses, the hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. So you become Hafiz like that, my brother. If you can't become Hafiz of whole Quran, you study and learn and memorize selected verses, and you become an asset to humanity. Allah says, one is an example of the truth and one is an example of falsehood. كَذَلِكَ يَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. This is how Almighty Allah sets forth his examples. Chapter 13, verse 17. We got 1 minute left, my brother. Quickly make your comment if you want to, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I own a butcher. People give me their remains from their kurbanis. Mufti Sahab, can I process it and sell it like making biltong and sausages, etc.?
Remember that the people who are making kurbani, I come to you, I purchase the animal from you, and then I tell you, okay, you slaughter it and you slice it and so forth. Then you give it to me, then the some portion I tell you, I'm giving it to you as a hadiyah, as a gift. And now that portion you want to sell and so forth, that will be permissible. But for me, remember whose kurbani I am making for myself and so forth. So I cannot sell the Qurbani meat. We must give it out free of charge. Jazakallahu khairan to you, Mawlana Salim Kareem, and the entire listeners of Radio Lansar, Markaz Sahaba. So inshallah, next up will be the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and then 6 to 7 will be our spiritual hour. 7 to 9, inshallah, Mawlana Zahid Khan, Mawlana Musa Lahir, and Mawlana Zahid, 8:30 to 9. And the question and answer program, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in the afternoon with Brother Yusuf Ali, 2 to 2:30. Once again, Maulana Salim Karim, and tomorrow, 5:25, we will join Mufti Aku, inshallah, for the children. Allah Ta'ala reward your generosity, magnanimity. Barakallahu feekum wa ahleekum. Allah reward you and your family. Inshallah, our Junaid Mota will prepare the podcast. It will be part one, part two, and inshallah, Allah accept it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.